the best 5 minutes of the day right now with our buddy, Dr. Jason Kanz from jasonkanz.com, author of the soon-to-be-released Letters to the Beloved. It's like, what, over 600 pages, right?
Yeah, I think 670, something like that.
Wow.
So, yeah. It's. I mean, even if people don't want to read the book, and I would understand if they don't, it really makes good for like a doorstop or, I mean, people could use it to press flowers. I mean, there's really lots of options. It can be used for much more than just reading pleasure.
It is. There you go. There you go. Advertise it as a doorstop. Advertise it as a really nice doorstop. Yeah. No, it's a great labor of love for you over about 6 years. And so a devotional commentary. People have heard about commentaries, but devotional. And again, this is kind of influenced by, you know, Larry Crabb's 66 love letters, right? Kind of your thinking there.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, so, and we've talked a lot about 66 love letters here. But, you know, Larry kind of walked through the whole Bible, all 66 books of the Bible, as though he were having a conversation with God.
Uh-huh.
And it's really a wonderful book. I think it's one of his best. You know, I would recommend that book to anyone. And that was kind of the jumping off point, I think, for Letters to the Beloved, just in terms of how would God explain to us what is going on in the New Testament. So, yeah, so that was kind of what I was shooting for.
Our question of the morning has to do with today, as we'll give the special events usually after 6:30, which, by the way, it is Pumpkin Pie Day, but it's also Face Your Fears Day. And so kind of the way we're throwing this out here this morning is, do you have a strange or unusual fear? Are you afraid of noodles, for instance, or whatever it might be? I said somebody's afraid of coat hangers. So 715-396-1670, the talk and text line. Any strange or unusual fears you have?
You know, that's a fascinating question. I don't think that the fears that I have are all that unusual. I develop a very specific physical response when it comes to heights. And I cannot, if I'm not strapped in, feel like I'm not going to fall off of something. And so that's been one that's been with me forever. But I think I've largely overcome my fear of spiders. I used to quickly kill them, and now if I see one, I will try and capture it and let it out of the house instead. And so that's one that has changed over time.
I'll tell you where the fear of spiders gets tested if you go to Liberia, West Africa, because the really long legs on the spider, they're way bigger, you know, and so it kind of, I'm not saying like tarantula, but I'm just saying these long skin, and one particular family member had to really work through that. But we're trying to, at the bottom line of this, we're trying to promote faith over fear. And so that certainly is something that the New Testament and Scripture teaches us, right? So.
Yeah. Right, indeed. Yeah. You know, I think it's good to acknowledge that there are some things that really feel unusual and feel irrational, and yet there they are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And certainly the two I mentioned are among the most common that people have.
Mm-hmm. What, spiders, and what was the other one?
Heights.
Oh, yeah, fear of heights. And that's the thing, strange or unusual fears or phobias. So that's kind of our question in the morning. I don't know, maybe that there'd be a hair in my soup, but anyhow, that is kind of gross. So. Hey, you know, one of my favorite ways of this, I hope people will view the best 5 minutes of the day. I mean, ideally, the best of, as we are approaching 2 years of this, is an ongoing conversation. And the way it's currently structured, it does bat lead off in our posting of the Wib Wake Up Show podcast. And so you can listen to that whole day podcast, or you can just clip right along from one to another Mark and Jason visit. And today, for instance, it pretty much is going to encapsulate, you know, facing your fears, because that's the bulk of, we promoted your book a little bit in this. But the thing is, there's a backlog. It's almost like boats going through the Suez Canal, okay? Like, we've got, because what it is working off of social media, that we meet for 5 minutes a day on the air, but then the rest of the day, whatever might be there. And so even this morning, I have your and my social media, my Facebook timelines up. And so tomorrow, I think the starting point is going to be something that you shared, then I shared about, and we might as well close, the words were, what if God delights in you just as you are? What if all the hurtful things people have said about you had nothing to do with you? What if you're more beautiful and beloved than you even knew? That certainly is, it seems like a heart of letters to the beloved. And of Nouwen's book, which that also influenced you, right? Life of the Beloved.
Absolutely. So. Yep. Life of the Beloved. Brennan Manning. Mm-hmm. I think it's reflected in so much of that. That quote was so powerful, and I think it's worth picking up and talking through.
Absolutely. So anyhow, that's the backlog of boats coming through our own personal Suez Canal, and we just kind of feed off of the ongoing developments from social media, so we'll pick it up there tomorrow, the ongoing conversation. Thank you.
Sounds good.
All right, there we go. Our buddy Jason Kanz, WWIB. All right, it is Face Your Fears Day today. I don't know, you can certainly think, was it 1 John 4? I mean, perfect love casts out all fear. But we all battle that, right? Faith versus fear. And so we're asking, beyond the usual, but do you have any strange or unusual fears or phobias? We're kind of having a hard time coming up with anything here.
Yeah, I mean, because for me, I don't like snakes at all. But I don't know that that's something that
strange,
I would be alone
right.
in.
Yeah, you wouldn't be. And Mike in La Crosse on our listener line at 396-1670 says he's scared of cockroaches and heights. Well, that's pretty common. Spiders. And when Jason Kahn said earlier this morning in the best 5 minutes at 5:45 had gotten over his fear of spiders, I'm like, when you go to Liberia, the longer legs, I mean, it does freak you out a bit more.
Yeah,
you know?
When the spiders are quite a bit larger than the ones here stateside.
Yes, exactly. So this is an audio of some people talking about maybe their unusual or different sort of fears.
Because I'm a teacher, we come into contact with things like this, so we have lots of stories about lice, and it creeps my husband out. And he's afraid of lice, so even the word just creeps him out.
Sounds like lice.
Lice, yeah. I mean, and again, I can understand what she's saying, that as a teacher, okay, there's a pretty good chance that at some point during the year, you might have a child or two in your class with lice, and then does it come home?
Right. So that's to me, that's pretty legitimate concern.
Sure.
Nobody's thrilled with that. Here's another one.
I actually have a best friend. She's afraid of balloons. She sees them, and she's just like, no.
I'm afraid of coat hangers. I hate those things.
Balloons and coat hangers.
Balloons and coat hangers. I mean, some people don't like the potential of a balloon popping or that screeching sound that it makes when fingers are kind of like drawn along the sides of a balloon. Also, maybe if the balloons come with a clown.
Yeah, exactly. The balloon one made me think of
clowns. If Pennywise shows up to your birthday.
And it seemed like that all of a sudden took a turn in recent years, right? In terms of the clowns. And
I mean, as a kid, I never thought anything was weird with clowns. But then we got into this whole creepy clown thing.
Exactly.
And coat hangers, I don't really get.
No.
I don't really get the phobia there.
And balloons, I mean, they pop. The popping, I guess, would be. So anyhow, if you've got something that you have a fear or a phobia of, let us know here at WWIB. All right, well, we've got one, so let's go to the listener line at 715-396-1670.
I fear falling when I walk. Uh-huh. It's been 8 months since my five toes have been amputated from my right foot, and I have not fallen yet.
Well, praise the Lord for that.
Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's our friend John from Ladysmith, and yeah, that's a pretty, you know, legitimate fear, I would think, too. And again, I know so many of the Wibb family have been in prayer for John through what he's gone through in the past year. So God keep sustaining him, keep holding him up.
All right, here's another one.
Good morning, this is Ed from Fall Creek. I can't think of a phobia that I have, but I have a nephew that's a big guy, played college football. And for whatever reason, he is freaked out by clowns. Always just a little kid, but he's in his mid-20s now and still can't stand clowns. So I thought that's pretty odd. Have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, there's just something about it, I guess, that can mess with people sometimes, and it makes it difficult. So you just never know.
I've realized that, you know, one that I just thought of, I'm not a real big fan of mice when they're alive.
Yeah.
Especially because it's my job to end their life, and so I'd rather let the trap do it, but there's mine.
She may take too long to get there. It's Judy Collins. Send in the clowns for our football friend, WWIB. But how about we go to the Francesca Battistelli, God is Good, WWIB, bookending that three-song set with that reminder. And Caleb, not always, but you and I pray together at the end of a lot of the shows, and what I was going to say is not always, but a lot of times I like to begin my prayers with Psalm 119:68. It says, God is good and what he does is good. Mm. And I just think it's a great reminder, you know? I mean, it's just, and at the other end, Oswald Chambers, you've probably heard me say this, said that at the root of all sin is the suspicion that God isn't good. So it's just really vital that we bathe ourselves in that. You know what I mean?
When we understand his goodness and realize that he can be trusted in all things, things that seem good and also the things that are hard, when what comes from him can be trusted, it changes our outlook on life.
Absolutely.
Well, here's some soothing medicine for stressed out parents and overscheduled kids. The American Academy of Pediatrics says what children really, truly need for healthy development, Alvo?
Mm-hmm.
iPads. No, it's more good old-fashioned playtime.
Yeah, this is something you didn't need to do a survey or research or study on. It seems kind of obvious, but it really is lacking increasingly, right?
Yeah, many parents may tend to load their children's schedules with, again, the Get Smart video. I mean, Baby Einstein, nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But enrichment activities, lots of classes. It's like, oh, we're going to help our child succeed, help them excel. And sometimes pretty zealous parents might begin these as soon as infancy, especially. It's the first child, right? Where it's like, oh, okay, they're a genius. We got to make sure that we give them all these things.
My kid's going to Harvard and the Olympics and a Rhodes Scholarship.
But now, the American Academy of Pediatrics, pretty trusted, peer-reviewed stuff there, says spontaneous play, whether it's chasing butterflies, playing with blocks or dolls, true toys like that, or just romping around on the floor with mom and dad, often get sacrificed in the shuffle when it should be at the forefront. Studies show that unstructured, hear that, zealous parents, unstructured play has many, many benefits. It can help children become creative, discover their own passions, develop problem-solving skills, relate to others, and adjust to school settings if they're going to be in a public or private school setting. So, lot of benefits.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, one of the ways with sports that this calls to mind is some good conversations with Mark Hull, who has gone beyond just FCA and his work with the 3D coaching and traveling around the world. And but the idea of comparing, like, we're so oriented toward games and competition.
Yeah.
And where you can really improve is just practice, is some of that unstructured just playing.
Yeah, and we miss that sometimes. And please, again, if you say, well, man, I'm kind of a zealous parent, it's great to be engaged with your children. That is wonderful. Keep doing it. But remember, sometimes it might not so much be about structure and putting them in all these things to help them get ahead in life. Sometimes what they need most is you, parent. Uh-huh. Just you and your time. And that's something that I am continually learning myself as I've found myself for so many years trying to figure out all the ways that I can give my kids everything but myself.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you told us your highlight of the weekend was being on the trampoline with them on Sunday.
Yeah.
All right. It's the Mission Impossible theme because I don't know, this is maybe going to be kind of tough, but hats off for you for being brave.
Here, I know. Caleb. We'll try this. We might go 0-5, but then I'll just be like the Brewers hitters.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's painful.
They're going to be better today. We know it. I know it.
I mean, just mathematically, you got to get a hit eventually. So. All right. Well, it is the phobia game. Welcome. Our contestant is Caleb Swenson. All right. I'll name a phobia.
Good to be here.
You tell me what it is. Okay. So here's the first one. Is acrophobia the... It's multiple choice. You get to choose out of two. So that's good. That's good. You're going to get each one. I'll give you two. You tell me which it is. So here we go.
Okay.
So that's, I didn't even realize how it's simpler than I thought.
So now I'm going to feel even worse if I do poorly.
No.
All right, let's try it.
Is acrophobia the fear of crowds or the fear of ostriches?
I'd say the fear of crowds, Mark.
And you are correct.
Yes.
One for one. All right. Yes, and the way they spelled ostriches was weird. Is that how you spell ostriches? Like O-S-T-E-R-A-G-E-S?
No.
Yeah, that's how they spell it.
Not that I know of.
I would think differently. Right, okay.
I'm scared of that spelling.
I am too. Number two, is logophobia, L-O-G-O, phobia. Is logophobia the fear of corporate logos or the fear of words?
Words. Logos.
He says the fear of words.
Yeah,
you got it. Two for two. All right, well.
Latin, don't fail me now.
I'm believing that you are symbolizing the Brewers hitters. They'll be hitting today. Number three is panophobia, the fear of ponies or the fear of pain.
I'll say pain.
Yeah, because who's afraid of a pony?
Right? Everybody wants one.
But it's called, exactly, I'm afraid of what the ponies leave. All right, number four is teniophobia, T-E-N-I-O. Teniophobia, the fear of tapeworms or the fear of tennis?
I'd say tapeworms.
He is 4 for 4. I mean, you never know. People are.
I don't know. I mean, they're just grooving me some fastballs right down the middle of the plate with this.
I know.
But I'll take that.
If somebody hits a serve 120 miles an hour, you might be afraid. You are 4 for 4, Christian Yelich. Here's
all right,
your last
here we go.
One. Is, boy, this is a tough one to pronounce. Is coimetrophobia, the fear of clowns or the fear of cemeteries?
I will say cemeteries.
And you would be 5 for 5. You tore it up.
There we go. The last one was the first one that made me pause just a little bit.
I originally thought I was just going to be asking you without, you know, narrowing it down to two choices.
Well, you could have made it really hard if you wanted to.
That's a much better way.